Good morning, Phil. NWBU. So there were a couple of make-up games on Tuesday night. Penguin and Burnie?
Yeah, and we had Wynyard.
And Latrobe. Yeah. Mm. I didn't see the game, but a bit of angst in the Penguin-Burnie men's game.
I wasn't there either. I did hear that, and it was reported in the paper, that Malcolm got ejected, and nothing wrong with that. You know, he probably didn't agree with the decision, so, you know, that happens in every coach's life. You know, you're going to get thrown out occasionally. So I think there was a bit between some of Burnie officials and the Penguin bench, and a few words exchanged, a bit of finger pointing. So, yeah, there's still a bit of life in the old NWBU yet.
Well, let's get to round four tonight. So we'll start off with the women. Devonport hosting Latrobe.
Yeah, this will be a lot closer game than probably, we would imagine. I don't think Devonport are quite as strong again as they have been, but I still think they'd be good enough to beat Latrobe. It'll be a pretty close game and a good game to watch, I'd say.
Righto. Penguin women at home against Ulverston.
Yeah, Penguin will be far too strong for Ulverston. Unfortunately, they're not travelling that well at the moment, Ulverston, although they did improve last week, I must say. Their performance, they did fall away a little bit in the latter stages of the game, but they were certainly competitive in the first half and may be so again, but I just don't think they've got the depth or maybe even the organisation to beat Penguin at this time.
Right. Smithton head to Somerset.
Both sides struggling a little bit. Yeah, I think Smithton may be too strong, but again, I think this will be a pretty close game, and I'm not sure that either side will be top four finishing, but there won't be much in it.
Right, and Wynyard at home tonight, Wynyard up against Burnie.
Yeah, well, another good game in the women's with Wynyard and Burnie, and again, you know, both should be top four finishers, so it'll be a good game. It'll be a good skilled game, and I'll just go for Wynyard, maybe just the way they're travelling at the moment, but Burnie with Farling will be pretty tough to beat.
The ladder at the moment, so Penguin and Wynyard equal points top of the ladder in the women's comp. All right, the men, so let's start off with Devonport at home against Latrobe tonight.
I think Devonport at full strength should beat Latrobe. They rely very heavily on Brady Armstrong and Woolley. But I think, yeah, a full-strength Devonport team should win this one.
Right, and the local Central Coast Derby, Penguin against Ulverston tonight?
Well, it'll certainly be closer than what it's been in the past few years. I think Ulverston have certainly grown up a little bit. They've, you know, added Gregson and big Paul Campbell. So, you know, they've got a little bit more to play with now. And probably Zach White, if Zach doesn't play, that'll make it a little simpler for Campbell. I think if Ulverston use Campbell the correct way and Ulverston can stand up to their, you know, the strengths of the Penguin group, then I think Ulverston could upset Penguin.
Righto then. I might go to that game tonight. Looks like a beauty at Penguin. Mm. Up at Somerset, they're hosting Smithton boys.
Yeah, the news is that they've lost their new recruit, Mitchell Dance. I don't think he'll play any more games for Somerset. He's presently playing for the New Zealand, the national team that are playing against the Aussie group. And the report is that he's signed with Albury Wodonga.
Right.
So not only is it a loss for Somerset, but it's a huge loss for Thunder as well. So, you know, if the reports are right, he may not return to Tassie to play any more games for Somerset. He may, because the NBL one season hasn't started yet. So, I think without him, they're going to struggle a little bit. And, you know, I don't think that they could keep up with Mason Bragg and Kyle Clark. Yeah, look, it'll be a close game, there's no doubt about that. But I think probably Smithton might be just a little bit too strong in a couple of areas.
And finally, Wynyard at home hosting Burnie.
This will be a good one too. Mm-hmm. Wynyard doesn't back down from anyone. Not sure that they could keep up with Burnie, but it'll certainly be a really close contest. You know, they could certainly push Burnie, but maybe Burnie, just with their all-round strength, Simpson, Jerry Hillcott, they might just have enough to win that one.
All right, so games on tonight at Devonport, Penguin, Somerset and Wynyard. Women at 7, men at 8:30. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Darren, I think the Aussie game's on, I think it's on Fox Saturday night, with the two local boys.
Is it?
Well, I think it's, don't hold me to that, but I'm pretty sure it's on at 7:30 Saturday night on Fox with Karen Armstrong and Rae Smith.
Excellent.
It'd be worth just checking out my information.
Well,
I do get things wrong occasionally.
Well, if you're right, I'll certainly be watching that.
That's right. I think it'd be great if it is on TV.
Yeah.
I think when you watch a game of any sport, if you've got people that you can relate to, like Taryn and Rain, I mean, haven't seen this dance play, but if he plays for New Zealand, then, it makes the match more interesting because you can relate to the players that are actually, in the game.
Exactly,
And someone did tell me that it was on Fox, and not everyone's got that, of course, but it was on Fox 7:30, and I'm sure it'll be live-streamed, on the Australian basketball page. It'll be worth having a look to see how the two boys go.
Indeed. All right, mate, nice chatting. Good tip there with the game on Saturday. I'll have a look for it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Darren.